Rizwan, how did the sudden development take place, considering that Raymond Davis was indicted by the court just today?
Yes, Saad, it was a startling development indeed, because we were standing outside the court, outside the prison where the court was held. And today Raymond Davis was expected to indict, and in fact he was indicted. yes, the heads of the two deceased, two people who were killed, who were allegedly killed by Raymond Davis, they were present at the court, and because it was in-camera proceeding, because it was inside the court, so nobody knew that who attended the court today. And as the Punjab government has confirmed now that the heads of the the heirs of the deceased have accepted the DF, the blood for money for blood, or the compensation for blood. So the matter has been settled, and the additional sessions judge who was holding the court, he didn't have any choice but to release Raymond Davis. Yes, it was kept under the wraps tightly, and yes, it was a very surprising development, but at the same time, it was the only legal way if Raymond had to leave. I mean, there were two ways. Either as Raymond was indicted today, it meant that the case would, if the heirs of the deceased were not agreeing, then the case might have taken its course and ended on a verdict or a sentence. But today, as the heirs accepted the DS thing, then everything became null and void. Even that diplomatic immunity issue, that went into the background, and everything. And now it's a very, very legal thing, and it's a very very legal and bona fide way to the deal between the heads of the accused and the
women. Okay.
The compensation for blood.
Rizwan, give us some details. What details do you have regarding the settlement reached for the acquittal of Raymond Davis and the parties that were involved in this matter? Now, two lives were lost, families involved here. What compensation have they gotten? What have they settled on?
Sir, we don't know the final word, because we do not have anybody coming out from heads of the deceased. We do not have any word from the from those people, the 18 people who came to the court today, who signed the paper of the DS, and they formally pardoned Raymond Davis. And so we do not have word from those people that how much they are, how much money they accepted, or what else they accepted. There are all kind of speculation and rumors going on in the media that they accepted this or they accepted that, and there is a statement from the lawyer of the relatives that it was a forced deal. So that seems to be a very very lame excuse, because it was the very fact that the relatives were present at the court martial jail and signed the paper tells the story, that it means that they have pardoned Raymond Davis on their own free will. And after that verdict, after that pardoning thing, nobody came up to the media, nobody came out in the public and said that, no, I mean, it was the wrong deal, or we were forced to sign those papers. So these are all speculations that they were forced to sign the papers. This was shocking, this was surprising, so that's why all kind of speculations are circulating in the media.
Give us some details of the lawyers themselves residing for the families in this case. What they did was that the lawyers have come out and basically issued statements that, one, they were forcibly taken to court luck, but the families, and they were forced to sign those papers. Where are these statements being made, and what other statements are coming from the lawyers?
The lawyer, one of the lawyers of the relatives, Asad Mansoor, that he is giving media statements that he was forced and he was kept under duress and he was kept under arrest. He was arrested inside the court. But it's not about lawyer at the moment. The lawyer is irrelevant. The lawyer does not have any at the moment position or a legal right to issue statements on the behalf of the relatives. It's the relatives who matter. The relatives should come forward and say that they were kept under duress or they were forced to sign these papers. If they say this, then this then there is a case for the relatives. If they do not come out and if they do not say that they were forced to sign the papers or there was any duress or anything, then I think legally the case is over, the matter is over.
And Razwan, give us some details on what is happening now with Raymond Davis. Has he got on the plane heading towards London, well, heading towards the States via London?
Saad, again, these are all media reports. But all kinds of reports are circulating on the media. All we can confirm right now that Raymond Davis has been released, because this has been officially confirmed by the Punjab government. So there is no doubt about it. And now where he is, I mean, is he heading to London, is he heading to Afghanistan, or is he heading to America? No one knows. Even the Punjab government, who should know all these things, they do not know that where Raymond Davis is. But after the court verdict, he is a free man, and he can go wherever he wants, because if the DS has been done properly and legally, he is a free man.
Thank you for those details, Mohammed Razwan.